New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
And the music died.
Shamrock Shake.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Nothing like second leprechaun pee. Oh, yeah.
So how you doing? You're all beklempt.
I went to pick up my new suit and my tuxedo for the wedding. And I went to try on the tuxedo jacket. I took a breath in and both buttons on the front popped off.
Well, there's two problems I see with that. One, it's cheaply made, and two, it was not fitted correctly.
I would go with the latter, because it's a very nice tuxedo. It's blue. Blue.
Well, there's different kinds of blue. Is it like, you know, navy, royal, dark, and handsome, or is it like, ooh, it's sky blue and pretty?
I thought it was going to be sky blue. It turns out it's a navy blue.
Okay.
With velvet lining. The lapels are velvet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he told me there's supposed to be a cummerbund. No cummerbund. No ruffled shirt. It's just a plain white shirt. I could have worn any shirt that I had.
You get the feeling maybe you're trying on somebody else's.
Well, then I go to try my suit on. The suit that I just bought, the $500 suit. Right sleeve, absolutely perfect. Left sleeve, 4 inches short.
That's a pretty big discrepancy.
The assistant, the manager came out and she was like, I'm so sorry about this. Who fitted you? And I said, it was Dylan. And she went, oh. So I'm getting
vibes that Dylan's not their best associate, perhaps. And perhaps something like this has happened before.
So they had a different company do the alterations. Their in-house lady was there when I tested my suit. And she walks out while I'm standing in front of the three mirrors, and she goes, "Oh, holy crap." She goes, "All right, we're going to remeasure this. I need you to quit looking down at me. Look straight out." I can't do a Mexican voice, so I can't get the accent down right. But
I need you to look straight ahead. Don't look down. Just look straight ahead.
Oh my gosh, that sounded like an Arab, a Mexican Arab. So, my suit, as well as the rental suit, did not fit.
At all.
And you were measured for it. That stinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Fabulous stuff, man. And I don't know how this happens, but you walk into a men's warehouse, and you automatically spend $200. You can walk out with nothing. And automatically you hear the...
You hear the windows ding go off like something's fucky.
So yeah, the tux didn't fit, the suit didn't fit.
I ordered myself a new printer today.
I think I spent $100 on alcohol today. New printer, eh?
Yeah, the one I have is getting a little long in the tooth, and it's like the power button, I think, is kind of broken, and it's white, which does not match the aesthetic of my all black desk and computer and peripherals, and there, you know, it just stands out. So got a little Canon, and it's Wi-Fi, so now my wife can be on her laptop and just send something over to print, or my daughter can be on her Mac and send something over to print, and so I'm hoping it works well. We'll find out. Oh, and I ordered tires too.
What?
Tires for car tires.
What? Oh, I just did that for the Beamer.
I only spent $590. So.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I'm trying out Vridstein. They're like the highest, they're definitely the highest rated tire for my car that doesn't cost $200 a wheel.
Wait, what kind of a car do you have?
Just a little Civic. You've been in it.
My car.
Emotional damage.
$1,200 for two tires.
Oh, but it's a BMW.
Run flats.
So they probably ride like crap too.
What?
What the hell you say?
They ride great.
Oh. We used to have them on Odysseys, and the biggest complaint was people were like, "It's so rough riding." It's because the sidewalls were like cement board.
Well, I mean, I hit that chuck hole and put a 4-inch split in the sidewall.
Wow.
And I was able to drive it all the way to Firestone. I think there's some positives to the run flats. I mean,
no, yeah.
And somebody said to me, "Oh, they're really loud." And I was like, "Mine aren't." I mean, they're just.
Well, they must have improved them. And I don't. What brand of run flats are they?
Bridgestone.
I think we're using Michelin's on ours, so. Maybe Bridgestone's got a better overall build or something.
Bridgestone, German. Must be German. Got to put German on.
That Bridgestone was from Akron.
Bridgestone is from Akron. It's Firestone, man. All right. What are you drinking?
I am drinking, gonna look this up here. Cleveland 10th anniversary Black Reserve Bourbon. 100 proof. Finished with an oxygen enriched accelerated process.
Really?
I was like, okay. Now, apparently, and I'm on their website, full bodied bourbon uses a proprietary process called pressure aging, a process that opens and closes the pores of charred oak to significantly speed the aging. However, you'll find the technique also makes for a richer, more flavorful bourbon that's easy to drink. I'm going to call shenanigans on that because I was not impressed. I tried a couple glasses and I didn't want to drink. I'm drinking it mixed with ginger ale right now. And in that aspect, it's very good because it's got a lot of punchy flavor that comes through and you can taste it. But straight, I'm not a fan, man. I thought it sounded interesting. And I'm like, okay, we'll try this out. But yeah, not a fan. Not going back, at least not for the Black Reserve. So.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. I mean, they did the Cleveland Underground bourbon, which I've had before, and it's not bad. And they've got a lot of flavored ones, like flavors, sugar maple wood, black cherry wood. So, yeah, anyway.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. So it's meh, but you know, it's good to mix with.
Meh. I'm drinking
Shamrock Shake originally.
Originally. Now I'm filled with milk and I'm going to pour Yingling on top of it.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like a good combination.
I'm a glutton for punishment today. Yep.
Well, for everyone that does not know, we are actually taping this on a Wednesday evening because Tuesday evening I had one of my Aunt Sandy passed away kind of suddenly, and calling hours were Tuesday night after work. So
how old was she?
She was 75. She had a stroke and it was like 24 hours later she was gone. So it was pretty unexpected. She was fairly healthy and was out, you know, she loved going places and doing things and had a couple kitty cats. And he found the button. You're all phlegmy from the milkshake, aren't you?
No, that was peanuts.
Oh. Yeah, watch those little buggers, man. They choke you to death.
Yeah. Sorry about your aunt.
Yeah.
I never met her. But
nice lady. This is my she was technically my second cousin once removed. Is that how that? No, first cousin once removed, because this was my grandfather's brother's daughter. I had to look that up. But she was always Aunt Sandy. Then I got to see Martina. Oh, you might have met Martina.
Navratilova?
No. Because she used to hang out at Thursdays all the time.
I probably met her.
Yeah.
No, I'm still chewing on peanuts.
Nah.
How do you eat those all the time?
Crunch, 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 swig, and unmute your mic real quick.
Yeah, I got nothing to swig. My cup is empty. Sorry, people. So, The Oscars were last week.
Yes. I actually stayed up and watched them. It was the first time in a long time. And I was pretty pleasantly surprised and really happy for a lot of the folks that got everything.
Well, I did not stay up and watch it. I don't watch award shows anymore. If they're not giving me something, fuck them. But best actor in a leading role.
Yeah.
Going to Brendan Fraser about Flip Me Out.
Yeah.
Here is a guy whose major film accomplishment was
Encino Man.
Yeah.
Which, oddly enough, Ke-Huy Quan was also in that movie.
Was he?
Yes, and I finally saw a picture. He was one of the kids he was passing on the quad when he first showed up to high school. Yeah, he was also in that. So two people from Encino Man won Oscars for their acting ability, which just blows my mind.
Insane. Actor in a supporting role. Yeah.
Yep.
Ke-Huy Quan. That was for
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. He was in that. Dude, the song Natu Natu from RRR. One of the best original songs. It's like, I got to see this movie, man. I've heard nothing but good stuff about that movie.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I need to look this film up because I don't even know what it is.
It sounds real trippy. It's very sci-fi-ish. Sounds like alternate dimensions kind of, if I'm guessing. I've only seen clips, so I do not know. But I'm very interested.
Hello?
The cat put his paw on the space bar.
I love the cat.
The Kendrick monster. These two cats. Oh, my God. They It's like they're trying to kill each other sometimes, man. And there's no provocation. Like, one will attack the other one for just no fucking reason. They'll be going at it. There's tufts of fur all over the living room floor from when they're tussling. It's hilarious.
He deserves every bit of it.
It's like, that's how it feels.
James Hong, who was in Big Trouble, Little China.
Yes.
Was in this film as well as Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, and Jamie Lee won Best Supporting Actress for that movie.
And Jenny Slater is in it.
And Michelle.
Oh, Jenny Slate.
Yeah, and Michelle Yeoh won Best Actress.
Yes. All right. Well, I was trying to look up the.
Let's see. Ke-Huy Quan is the first Vietnamese actor to ever get an Oscar. Michelle Yeoh is the first non-Caucasian, I guess, from what I was watching. And Brendan was blacklisted because he was telling people he was being, you know, physically abused by directors and crap back in the day. That's why I haven't seen him for years.
Good actor.
No, I love him to death.
Did you see the pictures from the whale?
The whale also won best makeup, if I recall, also. Yeah, it was flipping amazing.
Now, he said that he gained weight for this, but they added to.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The Avatar won special effects, which that's, you know. Weta.
Guillermo del Toro.
For Pinocchio, of all things, man.
I mean, with as insane as he is as a director to take on Pinocchio just is insane to me. He's just not the director that I would have. I mean, that's like making Tim Burton do a love story.
Quentin Tarantino doing a rom-com.
Yeah.
Where no one dies. No swearing, no death. What? No.
Quentin Tarantino directing Friends.
No, I want to see Quentin do Frozen. That's what I want to see.
Wakanda Forever got best costume design.
Yes. And it really was spectacular. I have seen that movie.
I have too. I was not.
I was very not impressed with it, but
yeah. But I was impressed with the costuming.
Yep.
The costuming, as well as the production design, I thought was really, really good. They picked very good places to film for the live shots. Director Daniel Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which seemed to be the big winner of the
it was the powerhouse this year. And there was a great, I got to watch this really great scene of Brendan Fraser was backstage talk after everyone had won. He was backstage being interviewed. And Kehu Kwan was like, and the lady interviewing was like, "Oh no, come in." Kehu Kwan came in. And they were like, "It's been 32 years, is that right? 80? Yeah, 32 years since they were together on set." Like, holy crap! They had a really great reunion right there. It was really sweet to watch. You are muted, my friend. Can you hit your button?
How's that?
There we go.
The whale. Won, you're correct. It won for makeup and hairstyle as well. Music, All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah. That was nominated a lot. Oh God, what's the Irish film? The guy who played Mad-Eye Moody and Colin Firth.
The Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah. It got nominated for a lot of things also.
Let's see what else. Oh, Best Picture was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yep.
The Whale was not nominated for Best Picture. Interesting. Production design, All Quiet on the Western Front, won.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how, like, is Avatar out in theaters? Because, like, I haven't seen anything or heard anything about it.
I haven't seen anything.
And I was like, how does it win an Oscar? Is Avatar 2 playing now? Or was it, like, an early release? Or? Water 2022 film. Oh, it is currently playing. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Avatar: The Way of the Water. Yeah, it is running. It's at the AMC here down the street.
Cinemark's here is what our brand is.
One for best visual effects.
Yeah. It's Weta. It's going to win. And the stuff they're doing, I've been watching. There's a YouTube channel called Corridor Crew, and they have a lot of computer special effects people that work, and they do stuff, and they do a lot of animators react and even stuntmen react and stuff like that. But they were going over the trailers, and they were like, how the hell do they do that with water? There's no way they can do that with water special effects. And they were all blown away. And so I've seen a lot of clips, and yeah, it's going to look stunning. I mean, the first one was eye candy, pretty much. It wasn't the greatest story ever. It's, oh, look, the cats are wrestling into my room now.
Top Gun Maverick wins for best sound design.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Forgot about that. I think my wife was getting ticked off because, like, we were sitting there watching all the stuff, and I'm like, I'd like this to win, but I think this is going to win. And sure enough, they would win. And she's like, do you know something I don't know? I was like, no, I'm just guessing.
The Batman was nominated for a lot. and lost all of it.
Yeah.
Which goes to my belief on the Batman that it sucked. It was not a good film.
You just didn't like it for reasons. I thought it was a good film. I'm not burdened with the things that you're burdened with.
You can't change the story.
Oddly enough, IMDb ranks that at a 7.8 out of 10. What do Rotten Tomatoes says about that?
About the Batman?
Yeah. I'm sure we talked about it, but let's see if it's changed. 85% tomato meter and 87% audience score. And we both know that's pretty strong for any movie. So a lot of people liked it. You're just a curmudgeon.
It's an 85. It's not in the 90s. There's nothing to get excited about. How many?
Get off. Scott's just going, get off my lawn, Batman. Pat's like, get off my lawn, you son of a bitch.
I just fertilized.
Take that crappy Batmobile. Get the hell out of here.
That was the other thing. The Batmobile sucked. Oh, man. What a horrible film. Oh, my God. All right. We're close enough. I need a break. I need to go find my phone, which I left out in my car. I've got to bring the two cases of beer that are sitting out there. Not just for me. We're having a show again tomorrow. We're having the Show Tech show tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
All the guys are flying in for Jordan's wedding. So we're going to do a Show Tech show while we're here.
You recreate the magic?
Yeah, try to. I'm going to tell you right now, we're lucky we're doing a show because I had everything dismantled to set it up for the Show Tech show, because we don't use Zoom for that. We just record. And I had everything set up correctly for that the other day. And then I got up this morning and I'm like, oh shit, I got to go put everything back together for the show with Kirk. And then tonight, after you and I are done, I have to put it all back together for the show tomorrow.
Well, is it all at least in that room?
No, it's all in this room.
But, yeah, okay.
But I have to move shit. I've got to move shit. I got to take the center monitor down because nobody out in the room can see me. Plus, we are playing You Don't Know Jack.
Oh, nice.
So I need to be able to... I need to be able to set up my second computer because that's going to run You Don't Know Jack on the TV.
Okay.
Well, so it was going to. Then I had to sit back and go, nope, got to run it through this computer because I'm recording on this computer, and the only way that I can record on this computer. Somehow we made that last 2 minutes.
We're good at stretching out useless stuff. Then, speaking of useless stuff, we're going to come back with a bunch of useless information.
Useless facts. 40 of them. Y'all are going to hate us by the end.
I got a couple extras if you need.
Let's see here. My list is 74, so.
You said 20. I got 26.
I put extras in there just in case something happens. Sorry.
It's an extra 50 or so. No big deal.
Do you know the only planet that spins counterclockwise?
Was that Neptune or Uranus? I can't even remember.
Venus.
Oh, okay.
On that note, hey, we'll be right back. I gotta go find my phone and get the beer out of the heat.
Okay. Bye-bye. Talk to you in a bit.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp there beginning to boil, wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault.
Yes.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know that you're not a big U2 fan, but
I mean, I don't have the animosity that you have towards the Batman, but you know,
three albums that I can sit back and say were the best creations U2 ever made. That would be the War album. That would be the Joshua Tree. And Rattle and Hum. Just the three best albums they ever made. I was telling you about me getting a suit.
Said you took your old one with you.
In the first half, I talked about how the new suit's one arm was like 4 inches short. I must have been leaning when he measured me or something like that.
Found your phone. Now you're looking at it. How unprofessional.
Well, there are certain people that when they text, I have to check.
No. Okay.
Because my mother may have died, you know, because she's at that age. Anyways, I go to an unnamed store to buy a suit called Men's Warehouse. Oh, I guess it's named now.
Yeah, the initials are Men's Warehouse.
Not Joseph A. Bank, but Men's Warehouse. So I go because I have to rent a tux for Jordan's wedding. And I decide, hey, it's time, I need to buy a suit. So I bought a suit. Well, I went and tried it on today. Of course, the sleeves were too short. I had my old suit with me. So I took it in because they do alterations. And I had the alteration lady there. And she's like, go ahead and put your old suit on, which is about 4 inches too big around the waist. And the jacket looked like I was in a sleeping bag. Same.
Could have gone on stage and impersonated Burns of the Talking Heads, but yeah.
same lady who's fixing my jacket right now. So I come out of the dressing room in it, and she does the same. Holy crap. We'll have to take a lot of material out.
Make you two suit.
I was, and the bad thing about the suit that I had is that it was pinstriped. She looked at me, she was like, stripes never match.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Thank you, Claudia. Yeah, I think that suit's going to go on like eBay for $10 or something.
Just take it to your local consignment store or whatever.
Today was the last day for my AGM at the golf course. He is moving up to be a general manager of a golf course in Arizona.
Oh, nice. Big business out there.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to him. I'm sorry I didn't make it for his party. We all pitched in and got him a bottle of Dalmore. Dalmore 18 year, it was like $250 for the bottle. Oof. But we had enough people pitch in to where it was, I mean, yeah.
$20 here.
Yeah, I pitched in $25. Yeah, I wish I had been there because I could have tried it. I would have made them open it right there. Open it.
Just, you can have it, but you have to share it.
Just open it. He said he wasn't going to open it until he got out to Arizona because he didn't want to get stopped. by TSA. Yeah. All right. I'm glad that we're doing a show today instead of yesterday. I was in a bad mood yesterday. And I don't know why. Oh, because I've been so tired when I get home from work, all I do is sit down on the couch and fall asleep. And when the bladder finally tells you, hey, you got to wake up, you look at the clock and you go, I got to be at work in a half hour.
Oh, fuck. I wish I had that problem. Mine's always 4 a.m. Like, am I going to get back to sleep at this point? It's like,
There have been jobs in my past where I'm so exhausted, I peed myself on sitting on the couch.
I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah, definitely not bad. Not bad. So I didn't drink for a whole week.
Why?
Because I kept falling asleep.
Apparently you didn't need to, huh?
So yesterday when I got off work, I was like, I'm off for 4 days in a row. Ooh. I am going to drink. So I drank last night and I drank and I drank and I woke up this morning, had to run to the bathroom, not walk, do not pass go, just keep trucking. It was so bad. I had to use the hallway bathroom instead of making it all the way to the bedroom. And that smelled so bad.
The hallway bathroom's closer than the garage bathroom.
Well, the garage bathroom only has a urinal. I was not dealing with urine at this point in time, folks. Got the beer shits.
Oh, good.
And I will tell you, Yingling does not smell the same coming out.
Did he get the wet wipes in the hallway bathroom too? Or?
Oh, you know it.
The hell, that's for white people.
Or better yet,
I will send you to Jesus.
I've always contemplated that. When you go to heaven, do you shit up there? And if you
do, they probably have silk toilet paper or something, you know.
Oh God, that would be so nice.
Like wiping your ass with silk.
I swear when I do the remodel in the bathroom, there will be a bidet.
I mean, they make some super nice ones that just attach right to a normal toilet seat.
You have no clue how nice it feels to have warm water shot up your ass. Just shake it off. Always better if you had corn the night before.
Choking on a peanut.
One of my useless facts. Did you know that the intestines and the stomach cannot digest corn?
Yeah, I figured that out after all these years, yeah.
There's my number 20. So folks, you're getting 40 useless facts that you just don't need to know, but after you hear them you go, damn, I'm glad I know that now. I've already given two. Venus is the only planet that spins counterclockwise. And corn is undigestible. But you know, now that I've read that, it makes me wonder, is that why corn syrup is
so bad for you? Or
yeah.
I don't know.
Is it because it's derived from something that can't be digested?
I don't know, man. I mean, I would imagine parts of the corn can be because you can eat corn chips all the time. I don't know. I'm not really interested in diving into it and finding out exactly, but but apparently you are, and you will after the show's over. You're sitting there going, alien.
I'm seriously thinking about it now. Well, all right. We have top 20 list of useless facts. Yeah. I still have plenty more, so don't worry. Yeah. I'll still have 20 on my list. So, Burke, give me a useless fact.
I've got two that are kind of together. The largest organism on Earth is I have one by area and one by mass, which is number one and two. The Amarelia estoyae, a mushroom of this type in the Malheur National Forest in the Blue Mountains of eastern Oregon, was found to be the largest fungal colony in the world, spanning 2,200 acres of area. And maybe they've estimated it between 2,400 and 4,000 years old.
Really?
Yeah. It's been around forever. Accurate estimates have not been made. Total weight of the colony could be as much as 605 tons. If the colony is considered a single organism, it's the largest known organism in the world by area, and rivals the Aspen Grove, which is my number two, is largest organism by mass. Pando is a colonial colony of quaking aspen trees. It's located in central Utah in the Fish Lake National Forest. Pando is approximately 1 mile southwest of Fish Lake on State Highway 25. And it's this enormous, all these trees, and they're all the same. They're all the same root system, or they're all the same tree. And for some reason, my other details about that disappeared. But anyway, but by mass, so it's apparently heavier than 605 tons of trees. So there you go.
Did you know that nutmeg is a hallucinogen?
Actually, I did, along with cumin.
The spice contains myristicin, a natural compound that has mind-altering effects if ingested in large doses. So, yes, eggnog could cause you to hallucinate.
Every time I drink eggnog, I generally end up hallucinating, but that's typically the bourbon content talking, so.
All right.
Thus, did you know that the second largest anus of any animal is the blue whale, which can open up to 40 inches? The largest anus is people who take cell phone calls on speakerphone in public.
That was funny.
Actually, it's true. The largest anus is the blue whale, which can open up as far as 40 inches. So it is number one.
That is one big pile of shit.
Like it could poop you out whole and you'd never feel it.
All right. How many pleats are in a chef's hat?
Oh, damn it. I kind of know this one. It's one for every way to make an egg.
Is correct. It,
41?
100 pleats.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's about eggs. In a chef's hat. And it is meant to represent the 100 ways you could cook an egg. That is freaking phenomenal. Burke's locked up again. We may have lost Burke. So yeah.
And Burke is back from his computer glitch.
Oh yeah, because the audience is gonna get the and
Burke is it like the
And Burke is frozen.
Is that like the end of those used car commercials where they compress their thing to get more shit?
I have absolutely no clue what you were saying about the hat, but
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, the hat was about eggs, and yeah, I married a chef, so you know, I do know a little bit about that stuff. So,
all right, sir, we're up to yours.
Did you know? I actually love this one. If you hold your farts long enough, the gas can be reabsorbed and come out your mouth. The best way to deal with gas is to expel it. Even if you're on a date, you let it go.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, it reminds me of that one South Park episode where they're trying to poop out their mouth. Yeah.
Wow.
How about you? What you got next?
There is only one letter that doesn't appear in any American state's name. Do you know what letter that is? Correct. Was that on your list?
No, but I came across it in my research here.
All right.
So if you play music to a cheese wheel, the tunes will actually affect its flavor. Cheese wheels have the strongest flavor when they've listened to hip hop. It's a 2019 study that played classical, rock, electronic, hip hop to cheese wheels, and hip hop cheese had the strongest flavor and aroma. And it may have something. You ever seen those when they take a metal plate and they pour salt on it and they play sound waves through it, how each tone makes the different patterns in the salt? It is probably due to something like that, but man, I wish it was something better than hip hop that made it taste better.
Oh my gosh. All right. Have you seen pictures of the Easter Island heads?
They have bodies.
Do I? I'm just not even going
to. Well, you got 75 for a reason. Now I know.
All right. Go ahead, Dirk.
They have bodies. Yeah, they buried, they did the whole statues and buried them up to their necks, which is a little creepy if you think about it. But anyway, TV commercials emit a tone inaudible to the human ear that your smartphone can pick up, letting advertisers know both the devices might belong to you. This is one way in which advertisers work to deliver targeted ads to you. Now, if that ain't some Big Brother shit, I don't know what is.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I want to go back to a flip phone.
That has 7 days of battery. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got a little follow-up on this one. Old-timey radio voices. You know how the old time radio voices were like, yeah, today in news, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they adopted that real mid-tone? It was totally because their microphones and speakers back then had very poor bass response and very poor treble response.
Mm-hmm.
So they adopted that mid-range and then they had to make it exciting. So they, the news today, folks. So that's why old-timey radio voices sounded like that.
Queen Elizabeth II was a trained mechanic.
The war effort?
When she was 16, the Queen joined the British Employment Agency at the Labor Exchange and learned basics of truck repair. Apparently, she was able to repair tires, engines, and exhausts. Wasn't World War II, apparently.
I have a little more respect for her now. Well, that's kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, the males have to go military. And back then, the females couldn't be in the military, so
somebody had to fix stuff.
Yep. I think that's awesome.
That is kind of cool. This one kind of scares me a little bit. if you unwind a roll of scotch tape fast enough, it can generate enough x-rays to image a human finger. Now, you would need to unwind the tape with a vacuum at 3 centimeters per second to generate that kind of power. But scotch tape and x-rays just sounds really freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you know who did the voice of Mickey Mouse?
I don't remember.
His name is Russi Taylor. Did you know who his wife was?
Ann Taylor?
His wife's name was Wayne Allwine. Okay. Got this backwards. Russi Taylor, or Wayne Allwine, was the voice of Mickey Mouse. Okay. The voice of Minnie Mouse was Russi Taylor, who was his wife.
Oh, that's actually kind of sweet.
They got married 40 years after doing the voices together.
40 years?
They tied the knot in 1991.
Oh my God.
Is that not awesome?
That's very cool.
All right, sir.
Did you know that beheading was not abolished in the UK until 1973? And that France last used the guillotine in 1977, the same year as Star Wars.
I wish they'd bring it back. yeah.
Hey, that might deter a couple of people, wouldn't it?
You know what? You made mention of a fact about the blue whale.
Yes.
Big turds, right?
I would imagine so.
Big turds. Did you know that you can hear the heartbeat of a blue whale for 2 miles?
I knew it was miles, but I didn't remember what. Yeah. Which that
blue whales weigh, blue whales weigh an average between 130 kilograms and 150,000 kilograms. Sorry, 130,000 kilograms, 150,000 kilograms, with their heart weighing roughly 180 kilograms, which is...
It's something like, because it's hollow, it's something like the size of a small Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Did you know that Maine is the closest United States state to Africa? And I had to go on Google Maps and look at it and I was like, yeah, it is. It's because it's so east. The easternmost point in the contiguous U.S. is a peninsula called West Cody Head in Lubeck, Maine. It is located about 3,154 miles from El Bedouza, Morocco. So that is the closest point in the U.S. to Africa. Because I was thinking, Florida, right? Because it's south.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It is Maine.
Do you, my friend, know what the word ultra-crepidarian means?
I feel like I used to, but I don't recall.
This word should be used a lot in America. This is the actual word for someone giving an opinion on something they know nothing about.
There's a lot of ultra-crepidarians out there. Just go right to Facebook and find them all.
Welcome to TikTok.
Well, did you know that more time separates the T-Rex from the Stegosaurus than the T-Rex from humans today? So the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus were six, were 80 million years separated from each other, while the T-Rex is only 67 million years separated from us.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched the movie Pulp Fiction?
Once or twice.
Great flick, right?
Absolutely great flick.
What time is it?
I've seen that damn watch so many times that I can't remember.
Every
clock. Do they do the 10 to 2?
Every clock in Pulp Fiction is set to 4:20.
That's right. I forgot about that. His, those cigarettes, those, what are those cigarettes called? The Wild Apples or something. They made those up specifically for that movie. And they show up in other Tarantino movies too. So did you know that coconuts kill more people than sharks every year? Actually, cows also kill more people than sharks every year.
That's not surprising. I mean, yeah. That's
so if
not
you got a
surprising.
Coconut farm with cows, gee, you're
fucked. Hey. How long is a jiffy?
I actually know this one. It is 1/100. It's 1/1000th of a second.
1/100th of a second.
Oh, shoot. But yes.
It is an actual time.
I'll be there at a jiffy. It's an actual measurement of, yeah. Yep. Did you know that Cleopatra lived closer to the invention of the iPhone than she did to the building of the Great Pyramids?
Mm.
Let that one sink in.
Mm.
Mammoth went extinct because she was in, 50 BC, and the Great Pyramids were built. Let's see. She did the... I got my stuff screwed up on this one, too. Mammoths were extinct 1,000 years. Mammoths went extinct 1,000 years after the building of the Great Pyramids, which is a really weird thing to think about. So the Great Pyramids of Giza were around 2500 BC, and Cleopatra was like 50 BC or 10 BC or something like that. My stuff got messed up, but yeah, like mammoths were around when they were building the pyramids.
My stuff got messed up.
My stuff got messed up.
What the hell, you?
My stuff got messed up. Japan is a very interesting country.
Yeah, very much so.
Great place to visit. Very intriguing foods there. Have you ever eaten a Kit Kat?
Don't they have something like 250 flavors of Kit Kats in Japan?
Including banana, blueberry, cheesecake, Oreo ice cream, as well as some questionables like baked potato, melon and cheese, wasabi, and vegetable juice. 200 flavors.
I watch a lot of YouTube channels there's an American guy and a British guy that live over there and do a lot of YouTube videos about living in Japan. And so I've seen a lot of the stuff about that. They actually go out sometimes and just buy every bit of junk food and eat it all there and like give their reviews on it. They've always got like 10 flavors of Kit Kats, and they're never the same 10 flavors of Kit Kats. So it's crazy. Did you know that Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto?
Pluto was small, so.
This is kind of why they declassified it. And did you know that Pluto never made a full orbit around the sun from the time it was discovered to the time it was declassified as a planet? Something like 96 years or something like that. There's two Plutos for you.
Ever watch something called iCarly?
Yes.
Love that show. Love that show. Did you What's know? That?
It's a smoothie.
Did you know that that set was the exact same set from Saved by the Bell?
I did not know that.
The iCarly High School set was also used for Saved by the Bell and That's So Raven.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's why they look so familiar.
Did you know? You've been to New York. You've been in the Empire State Building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know it has its own zip code?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. It is 10118.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what zip code stands for?
No.
It's the Zone Improvement Code. It was adopted way back to get stuff places faster, and that's what the mail was all. Well, that's what the mail was all about back in the day. So, yep. There you go. Now you know.
And now you know. I just had the one that I wanted to do. Ah, here we go. You ever wake up in the morning and not be hungry?
No, not really.
I do it quite a bit. And the reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is in the course of an average lifetime, while sleeping, people generally eat around 70 different insects, including 10 spiders or more, depending on where you live.
They don't really fit. Well, yeah, the spiders up here don't really fill me up that much, but
come down here.
Like, you could probably hear those guys walking across the tile floor in the mornings.
Yeah. It was even so I spent a couple of nights on the USS Saratoga, and the Sari Sarah, for anyone who served on it, they know this. The minute that you turn the lights out, all the cockroaches come out, and it looks like the floor is moving.
No, thank you.
I woke up the one day with a freaking cockroach crawling out of my mouth.
Oh, God. Ugh. Alrighty.
Nasty.
You've heard of Roald Dahl, the author, children book author?
Sure.
Do you know he was a spy?
No, I did not.
He was an agent for the British Security Coordination and tasked to gather intel during the Second World War.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's like Hedy Lamarr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, your turn, sir.
Eiffel Tower.
I think I know this one.
Okay, I have two of them for the Eiffel Tower. Oh, okay. Which one do you think it is?
Is it the one about the summertime?
I have that one.
Okay. So it because of the heat, it grows about 6 inches in the summertime.
Correct.
And it wasn't supposed to go to France. It was supposed to go to some other country, but I can't remember where. Is that the other one?
Hold on. That might be my second one. I I have to scroll down. There's iCarly. It was below iCarly. There it was. You are correct, sir.
I can't remember where. It was like Afghanistan or something.
The Eiffel Tower was originally intended for Barcelona.
There you go.
Spanish city thought it was too ugly. So Gustav Eiffel pitched it to Paris instead. French critics weren't too thrilled about it either, but it's one of the most famous landmarks in the world today.
Yep. When you're texting, do you ever text OMG to people?
Of course.
If you had to take a guess, who and when was it invented?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I would say back in the 60s.
It was first used in a letter to Winston Churchill in 1917.
There you go.
The retired British Admiral of the Royal Navy one day became excited due to the headlines regarding the mobilizing forces of Britain. Excited to share this news with a colleague, the Admiral quickly wrote a small acronym for Oh My God in his letter. And little did he know, he had just invented one of the most popular acronyms of today's society.
Do you know where the shortest airline flight is?
Oh, I saw this one also, and I don't remember. It's something like 16 minutes.
It takes 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Oh, okay. I can't remember. Can't where it is.
No, it takes 90 seconds. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like Ron White's bit about taking an airplane because my manager doesn't own a globe.
The shortest commercial flight in the world is in Scotland.
Oh, that's right.
Regional airline Logan Air flies between the island Westray and Papa Westray. The journey is 1.7 miles and takes 90 seconds.
But when it's an island, what are you going to do? Swim? I ain't swimming out there.
Put-in Bay, man. That's like us flying from Port Clinton to Put-in Bay. Yeah.
So you've done shopping at Sears at some point in your life, I'm assuming.
I always wanted that stupid motherfucking car track thing that was on the last page of the book. But go ahead. I digress.
Do you know what else they used to sell that's a little more unusual than like household items and clothes and bras?
They sold houses. They sold everything.
Houses. They sold kit houses that you had to assemble yourself. And the original instruction manual was 75 pages long.
They sold kit cars. Like you would go buy a frame. And then you would order the kit car from Sears. And they had like several different, like the dune buggy that was the fiberglass dune buggy that you always saw everywhere. You could get that in Sears.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when you squeeze your toothpaste onto your toothbrush.
Okay.
Did you know that there's an actual name for that?
No, the actual squeeze? I did not. What is that?
No, it's what they call the toothpaste as it is squeezed out onto.
Like a dollop of whipped cream is the measurement of a spoonish kind of thing. Yeah, no. What is it?
It is called a nurdle. N-U-R-D-L-E.
Like I didn't put the little plastic thing on the end of shoelaces because pretty much everybody knows that one. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah. There was actually a lawsuit over which a toothpaste company had filed trying to claim that it had the rights to
the nurdle.
To name the nurdle.
And the judge said, who cares? Get the hell out.
Emotional damage.
Freaking nerd. Oh.
Okay. Do you remember watching an episode of Big Bang Theory where Sheldon made a glow in the dark fish?
No.
Oh, it was there somewhere. Apparently, the Mayo Clinic made glow in the dark hats while trying to find a cure for AIDS. There was a specific protein in their bodies that was fluorescent green, and they used this protein to discover if their tests worked or not. So glowing was a sign that their tests were successful. If the cat glowed in the dark, good job. And apparently, did you know that we humans glow in the dark also? You just, our eyes can't pick it up.
Okay. I did know this fact.
Oh, okay.
And I learned it on my honeymoon in Jamaica. Because they took us out in the boat in the middle of the night on this little bay. And when the boat went through the water, the luminescent...
The algae or whatever, yeah.
Algae glowed behind us.
Yeah.
And like literally they were like, go jump in the water. And you would jump in, and as you're swimming, it was great.
Aura.
But the guy that was there explained that every living being glows. It's just whether your eyes can see it or not.
Very cool.
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. All righty, kids, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I've got a headache.
Oh, I'm sorry. Probably because I keep guessing all your answers.
Mike, it's because I lost so much weight and look so much better than you right now.
You look fabulous.
You look marvelous.
Marvelous.
We'll be right back.
Is there somebody out there? Is there someone to hear my prayer? I'm a simple man with simple words to say. Is there some point in asking? Asking for today.
song, there's actually a reason.
Oh, you're gonna go see them too, huh?
Styx will be playing at the same venue that Toto was at. And yes, I am going. I bought the exact same seats. So this is the year. This is the year of concerts for Scott. I'm not doing shows anymore. I miss shows. I really do. But I don't want to work them anymore. So now I'm just going to them. What's coming this summer to Dos Equis Amphitheater? Cheap Trick.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So we have Styx coming up. We have Duran Duran coming up. We have Zymox and we have Cheap Trick.
Nice. I'm trying to think what's I'm drawing a blank on the place up in Brecksville, or not Brecksville, but
Blossom.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Blossom Music 2023.
I actually looked at their lineup and I wish I lived in Ohio. Because Live Nation came out with the season for Blossom Music Center. Gonna be a good year. The Boy Scouts are gonna be so happy. And if you don't know what I mean by that statement, the Boy Scout camp for the Great Trail Council is a camp called Camp Manitowoc, and it is in Peninsula, which is right next to Blossom Music Center. And the
so they get to hear all the shows every year, huh?
I was out there helping with the Order of the Arrow ceremony the one night, and all you heard was Steve Winwood. I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, man.
There's not a lot of, I mean, there's The Cure, there's Matchbox 20, there's Weezer.
Three bands I'd love to go see.
Then there's a TLC, Shaggy, En Vogue, Sean Kingston, Robert Plant. That's about it, though. Wait a minute. July, oh, here we go. There's more. Ooh, Big Time Rush is coming. Ooh. Fall Out Boy, Bring the Horizon, Royal and Serpent, Jason Aldean, BNL, there they are.
Bare Naked Ladies is coming back to Blossom.
Ooh, Foreigner and Lover Boy.
That's going to be a good show.
And we're into August here. Pentatonics, not a bad band to go
Pentatonics
see.
Pentatonics is really, really good.
Goo Goo Dolls and or Disturbed. Oh, I'd love to go see Disturbed. Leland Orchestra, Duran Duran, Nile Rodgers, and Bastille. Holy hell.
I wish I lived in Ohio. Just is a great lineup. And to top it off, Rocket Mortgage Center will be hosting Depeche Mode. That's right. Depeche Mode is back out on tour. I need to go read up and see how they're dealing with what's his name's death. They have to have somebody filling in. But yeah. Good concert series this year.
Bruce Springsteen?
Springsteen's coming back.
Oh, Bert Kreischer. Oh, I wish I could go see him, man. Blink 182. Paramore. Bryan Adams. Madonna. Pink. There's Depeche Mode. Yeah.
Pink.
That'd be a great, great show, man.
She puts on a wonderful show. I wouldn't, I mean, I know that you're not a Bruce Springsteen fan, but I wouldn't mind going and seeing Springsteen again. Just to see if he's still holding to the 4-hour concert. Every time I've gone to see Bruce Springsteen live, the concert was 4 hours long. It's so long that the follow spot operators literally there's an interlude in the middle of the show where it's just a drum solo or something else, where all the spotlight operators shut down and come down because after 4 hours of work, a IATSE requires you to give a break, or you have to pay the guys a fee for working through their break. So every Bruce Springsteen concert you ever see will have a moment in it where that's 15 minutes long. No follow spots. But he puts on, I love his shows. Max Weinberg, one of the best drummers you will ever find. I can't remember. He was on a late night TV show for a while as the musical director. Yingling going down like what a. There was something else I had to tell you about. I weed and feeded my lawn the other day.
Okay.
Knowing full well that my lawn is not in good shape. So I finally decided, you know what, screw it. I'm gonna weed and feed and kill off what's bad out there.
And
50% of my lawn's gone.
Did you buy some grass seed to throw down? Grass seed itself is pretty cheap.
Grass seed's cheap, but the weed and feed, once you do it, you have to wait 6 months. Because the poison will kill off any seed that you put down.
I thought it only targeted weeds, but okay.
Well, it targets the weeds. Hang on. Peanuts, man. It targets the weeds, but it also keeps things from growing.
Germinating and
whatnot. Yeah, for about 6 months. So I have to wait, and now I'm torn because I wanted to put Zoysia in. Zoysia is this freaking phenomenal new grass that they came out with.
You were talking about one of the other shows, yeah.
Yeah, we use it at the golf course. It's phenomenal crap, and it's like a bluish green lawn. Your lawn glows like a human being.
Dude, I was up in Cleveland once. I can't remember where. I was dropping off an Acura or something like that. There is an entire neighborhood of lawns that are putting greens.
Really?
Oh, it is the freakiest damn thing I've ever seen. They all had that putting green grass, and they all had it maybe a quarter inch high. I mean, it was like putting greens, the entire block of putting green front lawns. Not very big front lawns, obviously, but because it was an older neighborhood, but it was just the weirdest damn thing.
Wow. I could see it though. down here, the golf course is used Bermuda grass. I have Bermuda grass out there. I'm not a big fan of Bermuda grass. Yeah. Hey, make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.